Joseph was faithful to God and his word at age 17, at age 30, and at age 37. No matter what Joseph experienced in life, he remained faithful to God. And this promotion is given to a 30-year-old because years before he walked away from sin. And he can't help but wonder what the older men who had been with Pharaoh for years thought when a 30-year-old was put in charge. And God will greatly honor and elevate one who stays faithful to him, and those who demonstrate they deserve to be elevated remain faithful after the promotion and elevation. A guy named W.H. Griffith Thomas said that in spite of Joseph's circumstances, there was no alteration made in Joseph's character. So we see that the faithful servant is highly rewarded. Look at verses 41 through 46 of chapter 41 in the book of Genesis. It says this, "And Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'See, I have set you over all the land of Egypt.' And Pharaoh took his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and clothed him in garments of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him ride in his second chariot, and they called out before him, 'Bow the knee.' Thus he set him over all the land of Egypt. Moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, 'I am Pharaoh, and without your consent, no one shall lift up hand or foot in all the land of Egypt.' And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him in marriage Aseneth, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. So Joseph went out over the land of Egypt. Joseph was 30 years old when he entered the service of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt." So he's rewarded with new authority. When Joseph was sold as a slave to Potiphar, he was given authority over everything in his house. When he was in the dungeon, he was given authority over the whole prison. Now Pharaoh puts him in charge of all the land of Egypt. Highly elevated promotions can be given by God in these environments that are not of God. They're heathen. The path that leads upwards often initially leads downward, and God's promotions come after years of consistent faithfulness. And he's rewarded with new clothing. Joseph went from these dungeon rags to royal robes. The signet ring gave Joseph royal authority. Those hands that had done so much slave work now wore a ring to do royal work. That coat of many colors once stolen from Joseph was now replaced by the most royal robe in the world. He's rewarded with new transportation. Joseph got a new Egyptian company car, a new chariot. In a parade, people were forced to bow to Joseph. He's rewarded with a new reputation. It had been rumored for years that Joseph was a low-life rapist, but now he's a high-life ruler. Even though some people talked about him and lied about him, they could not stop the promotion God was giving him. And he's rewarded with a new name. It's a difficult name to interpret. One who rescues the world. One who speaks and lives for God. And he's rewarded with a new wife. Had he given in to immorality, he would have missed all of these blessings. Joseph was given an Egyptian Gentile wife. For many men, this may have been a threat in that one could forget about God because of all of the wonderful Egyptian perks being given to him, but not for Joseph. You could put him in an Egyptian prison or an Egyptian palace, and he would never forget God. That's not insignificant, for it demonstrates that prior to the actual family of Israel being brought back into proper relationship with Jesus Christ, she would first reject him, and God's program would reach out to the Gentiles. The faithful servant is occupationally blessed. Look at verses 47 through 49. During the 7 plentiful years, the earth produced abundantly, and he gathered up all the food of these 7 years, which occurred in the land of Egypt, and put the food in the cities. He put it in every city, the food from the fields around it. And Joseph stored up grain in great abundance like the sand of the sea until he ceased to measure it, for it could not be measured. Joseph was so successful in storing up that grain and food in cities that you could not even mathematically calculate it. In fact, he stopped counting the numbers because of the blessing of God. And when a faithful servant of God is put in charge, the task God wants completed will get done, and work will be done at a high level. This faithful servant is also physically blessed. Look at verses 50 through 52. Before the year famine came, two sons were given to Joseph. Asenath, the daughter of Potiphar, priest of On, bore them to him. Joseph called the names of the firstborn Manasseh, for he said, God has made me forget all my hardship and all of my father's house. The name of the second he called Ephraim, for God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. Names of these boys are critical because even though Joseph is married to an Egyptian wife, he gives his son Hebrew names, demonstrating he's still focused on God. Children are a blessing of God, and God gave Joseph two sons. The first, Manasseh, a son who would help cause Joseph to forget about all the negative things that happened to him. And the second, Ephraim, a son who would cause Joseph to focus on his new level of prosperity. The thing God did to help cause Joseph to forget about all the past negatives of life was to give him many new blessings. God does not want his people living the rest of their lives plagued over their lousy past. He wants them to get on with their lives and experience blessings. And Joseph had a lousy past. There was nothing he could do about it. But now he could experience and enjoy the blessings of God. So no matter what your past, when you purpose to turn away from sin and turn to God, your future is going to be bright. And lastly, this faithful servant is futuristically blessed. Look at verses 53 through 57. The 7 years of plenty that occurred in the land of Egypt came to an end. The 7 years of famine began to come. As Joseph had said, there was famine in all lands, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. When all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. Pharaoh said to all of his Egyptians, go to Joseph. What he says to you, do. So when the famine had spread over all the land, Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians, for the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. Moreover, all the earth came to Egypt to Joseph to buy grain, because the famine was severe over all the earth. You see, Joseph had been faithful in feast times and famine times. And it's very clear from that text that the thing that brought him the blessing of God was the fact that he kept his focus on the Word of God in the future. The thing about Joseph is that he had faith that believed God controlled everything connected to his life, the good and the bad. No matter what you did to Joseph or where you put Joseph, he kept his focus on the Lord. Let's let that be the case for us in our youth.